was just Sharpie on the stall. It was a rainbow.
Great.
But like the clouds that would be at the end of the rainbow were just hairy nut sacks.
Hairy nuts. And
and someone then had just written ball sack in giant letters.
Do you got it?
Yeah.
Ball sack.
Are you going to turn? There we go. It's hard to see because it was like a stainless steel looking. Can you see it?
You can't see that. That looks like a Silent Hill screenshot. Okay. It kind of does.
You want to try? Because I can't see the monitor from where I am.
Ball sack.
Ball sack.
I like that rainbow. That's a good rainbow.
I had to take a picture.
The rainbow's a...
Hey, yeah, man. Wait, it's just two balls.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't understand what you were saying, Kim. I didn't realize it was a ball sack of each on each end.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize
the
it was
the clouds on
a...
each end of the rainbow or ball sacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
It's a good one.
Wow. Yeah. I wasn't getting the full picture. Amazing.
Welcome to an all new episode of LOLJK, saving the world one topic at a time. I am one of your hosts, Joey Reinisch.
I'm Colin McVeigh.
I'm Kim.
And I have forgotten how to do this show.
Wow.
All right. And, well,
you did
should we address
pretty good.
The
Brian's not here.
We're all here.
The gap. Oh, okay.
Never mind. I take it back.
No, Brian is out of town. Mm-hmm. Some schedule stuff, as I'm sure you all have noticed over the last couple of weeks. Kim and I never go out of town ever, but when we do it three times back to back.
Well, we got to
shove. It is a terrible system.
Yes.
We got to shove a whole year or more's worth of travel into the small window between the tonsil removal surgery.
Yes.
And Joey going back to work.
Yes.
Because once Joey's working, we can't. He can't take off.
Yeah.
It's not normal work where you can just put in for a week.
No, you don't really put in. Yeah.
No.
There's not really vacation days.
So there's that.
They just unemploy you.
There's that initial time when you're not working where it's like, well, am I going to have a job or
not? Yeah, yeah.
Should we do this or not? And so then finally you find out.
Oh, you have a job.
But then it's a flurry of things.
Yeah. Then you got to do it all.
Yes.
Once you know you got the money coming, then you're like, oh, God, we got to lock all this in.
Exactly.
Well, so did we talk about where we were going?
I don't think so, no.
So Kim and I did a belated 40th to Hawaii.
Wow.
I believe that's quite right.
I believe it's Hawaii.
Did you see Stitch?
Hawaii.
Joey, we did not see Stitch.
Did not see a Stitch.
Joey
really
got into the fact that the apostrophe is a glottal stop.
Yeah, that's called a glottal stop.
Wait, stop? What does that mean?
A glottal
stop.
Glottal stop.
Wait, stop. Stop.
Yeah,
Hawaii. I don't know. It was new vocab, new concept.
Yeah, so it's like the glottal stop apostrophe is technically a letter of their alphabet. So we went to Hawaii and.
The W is not a V.
Sorry, I'm so German.
That's it's true. Okay.
It's true.
I had never been. We went to the Ritz Carlton.
Wow. That's fancy.
Listen, your girl got a good deal.
Yeah. We would not have gone
there.
Oh,
you got a good deal?
Most of the time.
Why?
Because I'm a good shopper.
Okay. There we go.
I got a good deal. And then I.
Double good deal.
And then I am persistent and polite. In my follow up and
good.
Through.
Yeah. Can I tell you that I was talking to someone that worked at the Ritz-Carlton today, and their employees used to get $50 a night at any Ritz-Carlton.
Wow.
And then a few years ago, they changed it. And can you guess what the employee rate is now?
$200.
$300.
Wow.
And it's like.
That wasn't a little jump.
Yeah. It's like you're. You know how much you pay people.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Did you
not
jump
a
that much?
Deal. Like, that's not a deal.
Well, I also
like
heard.
Like, 50. It's like you could have just doubled it.
Yeah.
And it still would have been a deal.
Yeah.
Instead, you.
Kind of just made it a little bit less than normal.
It? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who gives a
so
shit?
So I have. I that's didn't crazy. Know this until after I politely and persistently talked my way into an even better deal. But apparently, because, as we just discussed, a little, what for some people seems like a good chunk of money is not necessarily a good chunk of money for the Ritz.
Yes. Yeah.
Their, like, managers or, like, customer service people.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is still the rule, but I read this recently. Are allowed to do what they think is the right thing to do to make a guest happy, great, as long as it is less than $2,000.
Oh, I didn't know that whole thing.
I didn't either.
Interesting.
But I think that explains our upgrade.
So wait,
that
does
I
that
my
mean,
way into.
Oh, so does that mean that okay? So you talked to yourself in an upgrade that was $1,900.
I don't know what the exact value
it was.
Of
not
it,
cheap,
but it was a good upgrade.
Yeah,
we were trying to advantage. Pay for it because the upgrade.
I was just going to pay for it.
The yeah. upgrade came with access to this thing called the club, aka the club.
The club.
Where you.
Can I say, Joey made me say it that way.
The club.
Every single time.
Well, okay. And well, let's not.
We ate all our meals there.
We can't pretend like that you didn't embrace the club.
You go to the club?
Yeah, you can't. Don't act like Joey made you do it. No, I know like, you were immediately on board with the club.
I said it that way often, but when I would occasionally just say the club, he would say, I'm sorry, where?
Yeah.
<do that. laughs> I was like, I didn't do that, but now this is ringing.
Yeah, yeah. I never forced you to say the club ever.
The where?
Yeah.
Curb.
I thought we were just having a joke together. No, I did force you. My bad.
Well, if you say it fucking right the first time, we wouldn't have to
so
go
why
through
was
this.
The, why was the so club worth the upgrade?
Free food.
That's my question.
Free food.
Oh. So you're saving, ultimately saving, well, extra
well, that's
saving
why I was
money
gonna,
if you didn't have to
pay
for
the
upgrade.
That's why we were going to pay for it. Because
you're like, we're about to save a shit ton
but
of cash.
But guys,
it's about to become all-inclusive, baby.
A good deal tripped my way into an even better deal. Because the reason that they couldn't just say like, yes, it'll be this much to pay for the upgrade, and me say, great, and have it finished in one phone call, was because I had gotten this package that was a great deal. So they didn't know how to amend my rate on the package.
Yeah.
And so I called back like 3 or 4 times. And by the fourth time, the lady was just like, it's already on here. You're already confirmed for the club level. And I was like, oh, great. Bye.
So they did, so you just got your original package just with the club added.
But it also it comes with a room that is slightly nicer.
Oh, it comes with an upgrade room, too. Wow, they fucked up, huh? I just love the idea that...
And
like,
then we ate all our meals there. We didn't
pay
for a restaurant
ever. Yeah, of course you did.
Ever.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Well, they don't serve like a full dinner.
It's like aperitifs. Oh. Small plates.
Hors d'oeuvres. Yes.
Oh, sure.
Small
but
plates.
You can fucking eat on
those. We made a meal off of those.
Fill up on those.
Yeah.
They do full lunch, though?
Well, lunch would be
they
like
late
salad
lunch?
And like a soup or like small sandwiches. It would still be like something light.
What about drinks?
Beer and wine.
If you're drunk enough, then it doesn't matter.
We did buy drinks occasionally at the pool.
Yeah. As you, well,
I brought,
at the pool.
I bought one that when I sent a picture of. Yeah. Which, as this podcast knows, I am a fan of Bloody Mary with things on top.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
So I paid for a $21 Bloody Mary that had candied bacon on top and olives, and it was not as good as Zing Zang.
Yeah, I mean that's the problem.
Yeah,
is
Zing Zang's really
fucking
good.
If you had Zing Zang in your life, you're like, everyone actually should just buy Zing Zang as the base.
Yeah,
you should just have it as the base. There's actually not. Like
I've never had a better margarita.
My roommate's a great cook, an excellent bartender, and he was obsessed with this process called clarification, where basically you can it's the idea of basically you can make this cocktail and then you pour a bunch of milk into it, and the milk takes out a bunch of the impurities, so you end up making like a really intense like tiki cocktail, but it ends up after you filter it out and everything and get all the milk and the curds out, you get like this clear cocktail.
Weird.
So it looks really cool and is really smooth and really cool. And it doesn't taste milky or anything like that, because it curdles in the liquor and it takes all this. Anyway, he made a version of that, but for a Bloody Mary. And I was like, that's a cool idea. And then it wasn't. It was like we were both just like, oh, I think you made a savory breakfast martini. Like it was so weird. It's like one of those things that like if that had been the goal, we'd be like,
nailed it.
Hell accomplished. Yeah. But it was like, oh, it'd be cool to just have a Bloody Mary that's like clear.
Yeah.
That
crystal maintains, Pepsi all over again.
Yeah. That maintains all that stuff. And we were just like,
oh.
Not that one.
I don't, I don't know about that. This is.
Listen, we tested our hypothesis.
Yeah.
We were wrong.
A lot of work went into it. And listen, he's made a lot of clarified drinks that are very successful. And that one was of true vision that missed the mark. But like, there is something about drinking a spicy, savor. Like it. I can only describe it as it tasted like a meal. It tasted like a spicy meal.
Everything you're saying kind of sounds great, though.
I know. Listen, once again, if I told you that's what it was, you'd be like, nailed it. Yeah. But if you're trying to just have a clear Bloody Mary, you'd be like, that's dinner.
Yeah,
that's
a meal.
That's not quite there.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I enjoyed the margarita. The bacon was the best part because it was like full of peppercorn, like big peppercorns and like sweet.
You know, it's the good. Yeah. They
good
got
shit.
The good bacon.
So
you were actually mostly paying for bacon,
yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
So that was the only drink that I paid for. Like,
man,
in that whole time, Kim got a couple, mm-hmm. kept trying to get her to eat the flowers because I'm like, they wouldn't put
non-edible
flowers in it.
Could you go into the club, get drinks, and then leave the club with drinks?
Like with the beers and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they didn't, like, it wasn't staffed outside of like the food times, but you could go in and grab like a snack, and they had some beers in the fridge. So you could have gone in, grabbed a beer, and left. Yes. But
really
they didn't
abused.
Have any like cocktails or anything there.
You guys can't understand.
But we went in and got soda and stuff all the time.
I'd have fucked the club up.
We brought home so many gummy pineapples.
Yeah. We got some. You should try one.
Gummy pineapple? What do you mean?
Should I go get one?
I'll go get them. Where are they?
What?
They're on the first shelf in the kitchen, you know?
Okay. Like they're candy?
Yeah, they're like gummy bears, but they're in the shape of pineapples and they're pineapple flavored.
I wasn't sure if it was like a pineapple that they had
done something too. They're little ones, but they'd have them out during like the not service time.
Yeah.
You could go in and get like cookies or like a yogurt or that. Well, every time we would just take like five and we brought home basically like you could buy them at the grocery in like full bag.
Yeah.
We brought home like an $8 or $10 bag of pineapples for the boys that we just took from the curb.
Oh, it's an actual,
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what I was expecting. I guess I was thinking of a pineapple ring for some reason.
Like a peachy-o?
Yeah.
No, it's an actual tiny little pineapple.
Wow, that's adorable.
Isn't it?
Honestly.
It's so good, too.
That's not what
I thought. We're going to eat it on the air. Sorry, everybody.
Wow.
That's bite into that
cute.
Sucker.
It is really cute.
Mm-hmm. So cute.
Even the green part tastes like pineapple.
Oh, yeah.
That's good, right?
Oh, good gummy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's also firm,
mm-hmm.
which I like.
Oh, here's the other thing.
Ooh, the more you chew it.
It's so good.
Yeah, that's good.
We're going to try some Li Hing. Have you ever had Li Hing?
Mm-mm. I don't know what that is.
At work, because we had another show, Rescue High Surf, was that going on at the same time, and someone brought this candy.
They filmed in Hawaii.
Yeah, they filmed in Hawaii, and they brought some of this candy back that everything there has, like, coated in Li Hing and lemon peel or something like that.
Okay.
Li Hing is like a dried candied plum.
Okay.
And then they grate it and put it on other stuff.
And then they toss often gummies, but other things too, in it.
Okay.
Looks like you scraped a bunch of sticky candy out from under a bed.
I feel like that's a lot of Mexican candy has a lot of like that vibe of like it's like grating other
stuff on
or
top
like
of
or
it.
Spices
yep.
on top of yep. it. Like that feels very.
So here's there's a couple of the gushers that are not those long fruit strips. I don't recommend getting the long fruit strip because it's a little much.
These are the noms.
That's the brand name.
Okay. Oh, and they're all just
coated in dirt.
Wait, which one should I not get?
Long red strips. There's some like little ones in the corner.
Yeah, no, I'm getting one of those. There's nothing I can do about that. Oh. Weird. That's good.
We went to Walmart on our way out to buy a bunch of cheap
hand mixed in Hawaii.
Like, I do hate to say that, but it does taste like better Mexican candy. It's literally the same vibe as a lot of stuff that I've had.
Here's some Li Hing coated Sour Patch Kids made in China, but bought in Hawaii.
They're not Sour Patch Kids, they're Sour Hulas.
Yeah. And this is the same
flavor.
No lemon peel. But just it has the stuff on it.
The Lee Ham. Okay. All right.
Oh. Weird.
I like it.
Oh.
Are we going to find out it's Lee Ham after we've said this?
Probably.
Like 100 times.
I like these a lot.
Yeah, they're good.
Owen really likes them too.
I like both of them, but that one is good. I really like.
So I'd had that before, and I saw a big display that had a ton of that stuff, and I wanted to buy it all, and I never saw it again because I didn't pull the trigger because I didn't want to spend $60 on dirt candy.
And yet.
So that's the end of the eating on air. But should we go into our gifties or my crusade?
Let's go into the gifties. Okay. We're talking about things we brought back.
Yeah.
So we stayed. We were on Oahu. We didn't stay in Waikiki or someplace really touristy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, life is pretty busy and crazy for us. And this was a very unique situation for us to get away without the children.
You wanted to do nothing.
So
but
we
be...
wanted to sit and just be in a beautiful place and like
be relaxed.
Mm-hmm. And we went and like did a couple of fun things. But for the most part,
we saw some sea turtles.
We did.
Oh, that's actually fucking great.
Yeah.
We did like a little kayak.
I'd love to see some sea turtles.
And then they know turtles. Where they come up. They come up and take some breaths and then go back under. And they actually like open their mouths to breathe. It's so
do
cute.
Do they do the...
They go...
I love them.
Yeah. I know. So good.
But so it was amazing. We had a fabulous time. But we went on purpose knowing we were avoiding a lot of the stuff that a lot of people go there to do. Mm-hmm. And we were perfectly okay with that. We just wanted to really relax and be at the ocean and have a lovely time.
Great.
But yeah, we brought back
some... Could have
done
that here, but you know.
Not the same. Not the same at all.
It's also funny too. Kidding. A lot of tourist stuff there is like, we shot this movie here.
And you're like, they do talk about that a lot. Yeah. When we were coming back from the
where's the lost plane crash
first or at last?
I don't care. Whatever you think. I was just gonna say when we were coming back from the kayaking with the turtles. Actually, we were in like a little golf cart, and the guy was like, they had told us a lot of the stuff that had been filmed there while we had been with them, and then we were driving
Jurassic
by.
Park.
And they stopped, and there was like a little plaque that talked about some of the stuff that was filmed.
Kim got sassy.
And I was like, oh, I can't believe you didn't tell us about Alvin and the Chipmunks 3.
Yeah. It's like this version of Kim peeked out. And there's like this other couple behind us who are not us at all.
Also, we got done out on the water, and they were like, if you turn on your whatever you do, I don't know how it works, obviously. They're like, you turn on your thing, we'll airdrop you the photos that we took while you're out there. And I was like, what if you're one of those weirdos that doesn't have an iPhone? And the girl from the other couple was like, she didn't say anything mean. I thought she was just playing along.
Yeah.
And she was like,
Kim's used to yes.
I guess you don't get them or something. Like, I guess you don't get the pictures.
So you're like, appropriate little joke.
Yeah. Yeah. And then like 2 or 3 minutes later, when I was like, but for real, I don't have an iPhone. And I was talking to the guide, and he was like, oh, just send us your email. We can do this. And the girl was like, oh my gosh, I thought you were making a joke. I'm so sorry.
No, it was like, correct. No, you're fine.
Yeah, either way, it was cool. Funny.
You said the correct thing.
Yeah.
I almost liked you for a second.
Because you were mean to me.
Yeah, you were mean to me, and you were into
it. What a weird thing.
Damn.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Just makes us realize that, yes, we're the bad guys. Yeah.
No.
We're just a unique brand.
A unique flavor.
We're an acquired taste.
Yes.
It's fine.
For starters here, let's give them this here.
Okay.
Bring you backies.
Because you mentioned it.
Oh, hell yeah, dog.
So that's...
Is that where they filmed it?
There's some, we can show you some photos in the slideshow.
Yeah.
But we got Kyle a keychain from Kalahua?
Kualoa.
Kualoa
Ranch.
Yeah. Ranch.
And it's that, the Dharma Initiative symbol.
That's where they filmed a ton of Lost stuff.
Damn.
Yeah, Lost stuff, some Jurassic Park stuff, mostly not the first one.
Of course.
They said, this was really interesting trivia, that most of the first Jurassic Park was filmed on a different island, and then a hurricane came through. So in the first Jurassic Park, when it's like raining and it's like really miserable and all that shit, that was an actual hurricane that they were filming in. Yeah. And then it got to the point where they were like, it's too bad, we have to go somewhere else. Yeah. And then they went to this place. And because this is technically private property, you don't have to get a lot of permits or anything.
You just have to make it just go.
Make a deal with the dude. And they were like, oh, this is fabulous. And so then they filmed the rest of them there.
Yeah.
And but, Skull Island, they had some stuff from Skull Island still there.
Cool. Skull Island's good.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. So it's very beautiful. The first stop that we stopped on was the scene in Jurassic Park where they're watching the Cappies run across the field. And then they
run
pivot.
Over the log and
oh yeah, yeah.
hide so behind the log.
That's the only thing from the first movie that was shot there.
Oh, okay.
And then everything else after that movie is shot there. Like Jurassic Worlds are all
that's
shot
cool.
there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's what that's from because they still have some World War II bunker stuff built into actual hills and mountains.
And that's what they're using for like the dark.
Some of it.
Some of the exteriors yeah. of them. Yeah.
Whoa, that's cool.
But also a lot of like the shots where they're like in the jungle on the island.
We're there.
We're there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
So
it was very cool.
Yeah, very cool. So that we went and I got stung by a bee and it's still not fully healed.
Nice.
And
big
it was
bee?
Fucking crazy.
Because, how much it hurt?
Not at first. Because the last time I got stung by a bee, I remember getting stung on the hand. My hand kind of swollen.
Yes. Yeah, sure.
Swelled up.
Swelled.
You got swole.
And I was like, but I don't think I'm allergic. And then I could just watch this welt like growing on my arm.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had just gotten back. Okay. I keep thinking of something previously
sure,
in the story.
Sure.
Pausing. I wore shorts. that.
That's how far back you have to go?
Is your selection?
We're very.
No, I know, but your clothing selection was
very
how far
light.
Back.
Okay. They were light. The seats in the Raptors that we were riding
in. The UTVs.
Yes.
Were not breathy.
Okay. So very, very sweaty.
Joey got a little swamp ass.
I didn't get swamp ass, but when I stood up, you could see where I was sitting.
Okay. It's sweaty.
Yes.
It's sweaty.
So it had completely shown through.
Performative like, swamp ass.
Yes, exactly. I wasn't like, I can't walk, but yeah, it was yeah. just like, oh, I was hot.
But you can see.
Just on my ass.
Yeah. Exclusively on the buns. Yeah. And the middle part, mostly.
Just the part that's like
mostly
flat.
Yeah.
But then we were out looking at this cliff, and I was keeping my back away from everybody.
Of course,
A
so they don't see your shame.
Huge downpour of rain came.
Okay. Oh, to wash away your shame.
Yes. Exactly. And I was like, oh, wow. I got to walk back to the thing. Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
No. I'm like sticking. Oh,
man. Yeah. Sticking your butt out.
And I'm like,
out.
All
bend
of
down.
It's,
yeah.
Everything's the same. But
you're fucking walking on all fours with your ass up. Yeah. Sure, like,
basically.
Scurrying.
Everyone else is going really fast. And I'm like, I'll get there.
Uh-oh. And don't then, spank me, Rain.
Yeah. Kim got in one side. I got in the other and then put my arm down. I'm like, ow, that hurt. And I go like this. And the bee is still in my arm, wiggling around.
Was
with
it big?
It was probably like, let's see.
That's pretty big.
Good? Yeah, like. Half of my thumb.
That was pretty big.
And it was wiggling in my arm. I'm like, ouch. And then I just flicked it off.
Yeah.
And the stinger was still in there.
Yeah,
got it. I couldn't
get
it. So I gave it to Kim and she pulled the stinger out.
Great.
And then.
But you got to pull it out of the specific. I mean, she launched all the poison in you.
Definitely.
No doubt about that.
It be
like, no doubt about that. She pinched it and it went.
Yeah. It's just like squeezing a ketchup bottle into it.
Absolutely. She basically just like tore the corner off it and went.
I didn't even think of that. I was like, oh, she got that so well.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Yeah, you're supposed to like lightly brush it away.
No, she grabbed it with her nail.
Yeah, yeah, I know what she did.
Yeah.
But over the next couple days, it went away and then came back and became the
amazing
most painful, itchy thing I have ever felt in my life. To the point where we had to go find like cremes.
What kind of creme?
I got
just
some
like itchy stuff.
We got some other stuff.
Nice.
And you know, full disclosure.
Nothing for Brian.
This was
some
for
of it was
Brian's
gonna be.
Dead
it was, some
to
of it was gonna
us.
Be for Brian, but you know what? Brian's loss is your gain, Kyle.
Great. Yeah. Good.
Because Kyle is gonna come back with our super. I'll show you the bag.
Oh.
Here's this will also be yours. This Ritz-Carlton.
Whoa.
Bag.
Oh,
reusable
shit.
Bag.
I'm going to go to the grocery store and everyone's going to think I'm really
so first
rich.
Up, Kyle.
Trader Joe's. I'm going to fucking own that place.
Give me my Joos.
So first up, Kyle, we have in their own bag some slippers.
Oh my God. Do they fit? What's the size?
I think they'll fit anyone.
Nice. They're one size fits all slippers.
Nice. Well, you know, before you use those, you should definitely use your loofah.
Ah! Hell yeah, dog.
In addition to your shower cap.
Ooh.
For your long showers.
That's going to look good. That's going to be nice. Might give this some mercy. Ooh,
sorry.
Before you get in there, though, maybe you want to use a razor.
Oh! A straight razor, you say?
I doubt that very much.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to go with disposable razor.
Here's some shave cream.
Whoa.
To go with your razor.
Yeah, I'll probably get Brian this.
You kind of see what we were planning?
Yeah.
And for your bath, some bath salts, not drug kind. You can try it.
I wouldn't advise it.
Okay.
We got...
Ooh, baby.
Some marine bioactive toothpaste.
What the fuck does that mean?
It's just marine safe toothpaste.
Oh.
To go with your marine bioactive mouth rinse.
What the fuck does that mean?
It's, just, it's reef safe. You know, like if it gets in the ocean through the drain, it's safe for the
two
animals.
Coasters.
I'm not worried about it.
You should be.
For you and the lady.
Oh, wow.
If you love the sea turtles, you should be worried about it.
Nice.
And then after you're done with your shower, don't forget your comb.
Look how they're all labeled. Comb.
And then.
They don't want you to open it up just to find out what's inside. Waste then, this shit.
Make sure you use your bamboo toothbrush.
Oh, I do want that. That does sound nice.
Wow. In addition to your
oral care
reusable, refillable Turtle Bay bottle.
Whoa!
With bamboo top.
Oh, shit. Oh, that is bamboo. Uh-huh. Why?
Because everything's very eco.
As you read Condé Nast and His Luxury.
I think it's HZ for Hawaii. Is that what it is?
I don't know. His luck.
His luxury.
His luxury.
I'm sorry. Well, you said it. I just saw a man and I was like, his luxury.
His luxury.
It's H-I luxury. It's Hawaii luxury.
His luxury.
His luxury.
Hawaii's own luxury lifestyle magazine.
But it was just the guy. Don't be stupid.
There you go.
And then.
Thank you.
You know, you may want to use. Nice.
Oh, the hot list.
With your coasters, this Turtle Bay bottle opener, can opener,
corkscrew.
And corkscrew.
Oh, we can always use those.
Yeah, this is a good one.
This is all-timer.
And then as you cuddle up with your drinks, don't forget your airport blanket.
Airplane blanket.
Airplane blanket.
Did you get that from the airplane?
From the airline, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then as you sit down...
We went overseas. I don't know if you know this, but Hawaii's in the ocean.
I mean, I guess so.
As you sit down with your beverage,
I guess so.
With your lovely, you do what everybody does.
Yes.
In the evening.
Yes.
After you've cleansed.
Yes.
And share love.
Yes.
Had a drink.
You read the Book of Mormon.
Aw. Aw.
Which, I don't know if you knew this, Kyle.
Yes.
There was a huge Mormon population on Oahu.
Guess what? I can believe it. Obviously, these motherfuckers are everywhere, man.
No, like a complex that looks
they
like
had
a palace.
Yeah.
Why is there so many blank pages?
So you can write your own ending.
Notes?
Oh, you can't see it unless you believe.
That makes sense. My thought was like maybe you'd be given a vision.
This is like, in case you get one.
You want to finish this?
Here you go. Here's your tote.
We just gotta leave it. Do you want to finish this?
It's,
for us?
Like,
you might be finished.
I started reading some of it. It doesn't make any sense.
I am. Oh, there's pictures.
But it's from them with their, except with their compliments. So I did.
Oh, I thought I saw someone. I thought I saw a squid.
What was it?
It was just a man in a turban.
Wait, there's pictures in there?
Yeah, you found some pictures.
Oh, I didn't look at it that close.
It was the Prophet Joseph Smith, a guy.
Oh, yeah.
Just a white dude.
And I can
just
marry as many people as I want.
Can you believe it? This guy? This dude?
Yeah.
So upset that he couldn't be George Washington. So bummed.
Well, have a lovely evening on us.
Thanks.
Courtesy of Hawaii and Hilux.
Yeah,
luxury.
I will have to give that straight razor to Brian.
It's not a straight razor.
Whatever,
it's a regular razor.
You know what it is. I can't do it.
Can't raise.
I don't
have enough hair to razor?
I got to use electric. I can't. There's like not enough to like.
That's,
there is,
that
can't. It's like,
you can do it.
I don't want to.
Okay, there we go. That's
I'll already hurt myself somehow with an electric razor. I'm not going to fucking use a disposable razor on my dumb face. What are you talking about?
But I found 3 pieces of honest to God sea glass. Honest to fucking God sea glass.
Farmed.
100%.
Clearly farmed.
This one, barely able to
enough.
Pick up.
Barely glass.
This one could have hurt
glass.
Someone.
Yeah, the it definitely feels seeded, but the white one is definitely ocean worn.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's getting there.
Yeah.
She was getting there. I mean, none of them have reached sea glass. What
yeah.
you
like,
want?
Not, you're not making jewelry out of
no
any
one,
of those.
No one, none of these have reached the what they wanted. But yeah, the white one definitely is close.
I'm probably the only person going through the rocks in that beach that picked up and looked at their hand and saw a glass in it and was like, "Oh yeah!"
It is funny. It's like one of these brown ones has worn down to where it's like.
A little
clearly
bit.
Not sharp. Clearly, yeah.
The other one
is
of them
like,
is
like,
less so.
Sharp.
The other one is you would have stepped on this.
Yeah,
it would have been a real problem.
Yeah,
this is a Schlitz bottle.
So you can pick a piece of sea glass and
wow.
give Brian the other
well,
two.
I want the white one, obviously, because I'm not an idiot because I don't want to hurt myself.
Also found a fish head.
Oh yeah, a full fish head. It made
sweet.
Me feel bad.
Well, they're fish, dude.
But we had a good time. And then we came back and we went to Legoland, which was its own thing. Legoland is a great place to go if you like to hear something is down for repair or we don't have that on us right now. It's a great place.
It wasn't that constantly.
It was okay. It was okay.
It was no Hawaii Ritz.
It was no Hawaii Ritz. It did not have free combs, shower caps, razors, and Bibles. Kyle, what's your topic?
Whoa! I didn't go anywhere fucking cool, so... Listen, this is a topic stolen from the Discord. I believe Heather provided it, so thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a mix of two topics that I believe we've talked about before.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ghosts? One is, of course, the mighty cicada.
Okay. Sure.
I saw,
yeah.
We've talked about them before, right?
Yeah. They're super gross and really loud and annoying.
Every 17 years,
yep.
There's a generation. Well, I guess
different,
there's multiple.
Different broods have different years of hibernation.
But they're underground for 17 years, and then they emerge and fuck and molt
yep.
and make so much crazy noise. It's insane. And they're big red-eyed fucking moths or yep. whatever they fucking are. Anyway, so we're coming up on a new batch of those boys.
Brood.
A new brood of those boys this year. Actually, I guess it's this month. I didn't realize it was something.
It's a summertime thing.
Yeah, I guess we are in
right?
summertime.
Yeah, we are.
Fuck. All right. Anyway, it's been a terrible year. It's really long. Anyway.
So long.
But yeah, and then we've also talked about this other thing before, which is this, which of course now is the basis of The Last of Us and all that. But the idea of like, a fungus that we've talked about
oh,
it
sure.
with ants, the one yeah. especially that like takes over ants and basically makes them the little zombie guys. They grow a big
yeah.
fungus stem out of their head, and like that all makes sense. Releases like spores out of their head. Are
we getting zombie locusts?
We always get zombie locusts.
Oh,
all the time. It's actually, they want to figure out...
I said locusts, I meant cicadas. They're
cicadas.
The same thing.
Well, we always get zombie cicadas every time. In fact,
that's why they raise out of the ground. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
The clues have been there the whole time.
The clues. But they basically have always done that. And there's always a... I believe there's some insane percentages. I thought they said there was like 10% of them. End up becoming part of the get up zombied.
Whoa.
But there is like a pretty serious it's a pretty serious population. So the difference is the ant stuff is like I don't know how they do it. They like fill the ant up with their little fungus things and come out of their head and like do little spores.
They
that
come
out
of their head?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they come.
We talked about those.
So the little spore thing comes out, a little fungus
like
comes
ejaculate.
Out of head.
No, it pokes out of the head, Joey.
Oh.
Grows a little mushroom out of his head. The cicadas are different in terms of their bodies get taken over by this fungus, but then it also produces this drug.
Hell yeah.
And the drug is... this is pretty funny, sorry. Anyway, so the idea is this. So it produces this as the fungus infects the cicada by eating its abdomen and its genitals
first,
and replacing everything with like spores and shit. It releases the stimulant called KHAT. K-H-A-T.
That's a good future drug.
Okay.
Yeah, which is a plant that is chewed in certain parts of the fucking world. So it's like a thing. Word. It's one of those plants that it's a drug plant, right?
Okay.
It's like a lot of things. You chew it. It's like chewing on coca leaves and like stuff like that. Like it's just one of those things that people have found that it fucking gives
rules.
You. It fucking rules, dude.
You feel good.
You feel pretty fucking good. But the thing that happens in cicadas when it releases this is that one, they think that it's what kind of keeps them moving and alive, even though they're like fungus.
Uh-huh.
And then it also makes them desperate to spread their fungus, as described here, their fungal payload.
That's what I call it, too.
Yeah, me too. But so that means that they just like start trying to fuck. But they don't have genitals. So
they
what they end up doing is like the males start like moving their wings in a way that look like females to like attract other males.
Oh.
And then they just kind of like rub on them and infect them.
And that infects them?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa.
So they're just like
they got an STD in the
It's literally
cicada?
A fungal STI.
Wow.
Like
it takes over your mind and
eats your dick, it eats your tummy, it makes you super horny.
This is the
and
worst.
Then it makes you
but
fuck.
It makes
yeah,
you horny in
sucks.
A way that you don't like go after the people.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
like,
you, they're
I'm
coming
so
to you.
Horny, but I can't be
they're
bothered. I'll just sit here looking sexy.
Yeah.
I'll just hike up my shorts.
Yeah.
Just moving your wings.
I'll just go stand on the street corner. Yeah.
Really, he's feeling
like the
it.
Fan dance.
Hey, do you think that guy's on drugs or do you think he's trying to fuck me?
You better come
better
over
go
here
find out.
You better go find out. Oh man,
I got the. I mean, everybody's a winner. Doesn't matter the answer.
Oh man, I got the genital mushrooms.
Come over.
Get over here.
Get over here. Better see what this is about.
Party of one over here could be a party of two.
Don't look at my genitals.
Don't look at them. They're gone.
They're gone.
They're there. Don't worry.
They gone.
Yeah, I'm going to face away from you, but they're there.
Butt's here. I still got that ass. So you better
you
go check
like
that out.
Sound like a dude. No.
No.
I'm doing the wing thing.
No, shut up. I love you. Get over here. Shut up.
Give me your payload.
Give me a fungal payload. What?
Your regular cum.
She's going to give him the fungal. I mean, he's going to give him the
regular
payload.
Your regular cicada cum.
Give me your regular cicada cum. It's cool. I also think that obviously they must not be very good at it because all of them would be infected.
Yeah.
It'd be like the entire thing. So let's just be like,
I mean, they're zombies.
Come get this pretty lady. Yeah. Just Trisha's.
Yeah.
Hey.
All the cicadas are just like, oh, fine.
One of them just like, I've been fucked in like 17 years.
Everybody else is already taken.
Like
God damn it,
time.
I overslept.
I do think that is a zombie man, but I gotta take the chance.
Gonna roll the dice.
I'm gonna lose my skin anyway, so
yeah,
might as well eat my genitals up.
Only live once.
Okay, YOLO. YOLO, eat my genitals.
Oh, got him.
Oh, man. I was right.
Knew this might happen.
I was right. She was acting weird because she is, in fact, a man.
A zombie man.
With fungus genitals.
This always happens to me.
This always happens to me.
God.
On the dating apps?
It's always a man with fungus genitals.
It's always a man with mushrooms for a cock. Every time. God, he just sprays the back of my throat with fucking spores.
With a fungal payload. Yeah, real.
I love the idea that they're saying, oh, I got it with that fungal payload.
Oh, fuck.
He
didn't even ask. And he just covered me in a fungal payload.
Dusted me with a fungal payload.
Dusted me with it.
Kyle, who do we have to thank for this fungal payload?
You're not gonna you're not gonna talk about the thing you wanted to talk about.
Oh wait, go back.
Oh, we got a Joey.
Joey noticed that he had larger breasts than some women.
Yes.
But he was not required to cover his nipples, but the women were.
Yeah.
Despite their very small breasts.
Yeah.
So
that's a very polite.
So you're asking if there should have been a size threshold.
it feels like there should be a universal, like, them's titties.
You must be this high to ride this ride.
Yeah. Right.
You must have below this cup.
Right.
To not be required by law.
Yeah. You can cover up. Obviously, anyone can cover up any part of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you are not legally required to cover your nipple unless
you're like above.
You exceed this cup.
You're above an A cup.
Unless you're
something.
A C.
Yeah. Or a gentleman's C.
And that is a gentleman's C. We'll do it. Obviously, everything's done in it from a male perspective. We'll call it a gentleman's C.
Yes, of course.
A lady's booty.
Gentleman. Anyway.
I love the idea that we were talking about it because we were implying that men would have to cover or not, but that we just described how big a woman's breasts could or couldn't be by calling them a gentleman's C.
I don't know. I just, there's a part of me that's fundamentally just incapable, because there's people out there that I'm like, man, I wish I could just fucking let it out.
I mean, yeah, I agree.
It's the dream.
It's absurd, but like, especially if you're a dude and you can like be like, I'm gonna wear a Speedo, I love that for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. If you're a woman and you're like, my ass is out, I'm barely covering those nips, if you got that confidence, let's fucking go.
Yeah.
Like, I'm happy for you. I'm mildly jealous.
Exactly.
I'm more than mildly, I think.
Yeah. I wish.
Anyway, Kyle, who do we have to thank for this episode?
How many flaps did you see?
No flaps.
It's not allowed.
Not even.
Nope.
They weren't even that pulled back.
Not even a little.
Wow. That's good. Well, we're sponsored by.
It's been a minute, huh?
Oh, yeah, wait. We have a lot of sponsors. Some of the sponsors are real and some of the sponsors are fake. But the realest of the real, of course, are Patreon sponsors. And this week's Patreon sponsors are Papa Reinish.
Yay.
And Neat Weed.
Yay.
Thanks, thank you, sponsors. You too can become a Patreon sponsor by going to patreon.com/loljkpodcast, where you can join us and get a bunch of bonus material. You get Just JK, the show that Joey and I just do. You get pre-lulls, which is some bullshit that we talk about beforehand. You get all of our other bonus materials. You get the first 50 episodes, which are verboten.
No one needs that as a first impression.
Honestly, we were figuring it out.
They're just a mess.
We were figuring it out.
No, I mean, I think there's still some really funny stuff on those.
I mean, there's Mars Thunderdome.
I didn't say they weren't funny. I just said they were a mess.
Yeah, well, intentionally a mess.
Yeah. That's when we thought we had to drink.
We did.
To be funny.
We did.
And we did.
We didn't have to drink to be funny. We had to drink to be comfortable.
Okay, yeah. There we go. Thank you.
To do it, yeah. Yes.
We've always been funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
All right, Kim, you're right. Okay. Kim's right. Nice. But yeah, you can join us. You can, of course, join our Discord, where there's a bunch of cool people there. What are you doing?
Why are you pointing?
Don't point at me.
I have a video to edit. It is on the docket that we recorded as a bonus thing.
Oh, the repo?
The repo.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about the repo.
I know. Of course, everything happening at once.
I mean, it's the video, well, to be more, a lot of us fucked up our video.
Yes.
Which was fine.
But there's a
moment.
There's a moment to get out of it.
There's a moment.
Ugh, it was that glorious.
It's the reason why you play co-op games like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is like that. That is a moment it's funny. And I honestly actually don't know how you edit it because it was a lot of bullshit. Yeah. But like, that's the other thing is like, how do you edit in such a way to get across that it was such
so
long? You're going to have to put a clock and show how much time you're skipping.
It was such a
long
epic. And then we get to come back at the end.
Yeah. But anyway, that's to say, the first recording of Repo, technical difficulties aside, was very good.
Yeah,
so it's a good game.
Yeah, we recorded it with Ari, and we got to do it again where all the cameras and all
where we all get it right. Now that we all know what settings and all that shit.
So we're working on that internally. I don't know when I'll get that out, but hopefully sooner rather than later.
Yeah, that was very
fun. And then we'll record another one that actually works. But it's good.
Yeah, it was really fun. That's great. But yeah, you can join us. And then, of course, if you join in at the Sally 2 level, you can get a shout out on an episode. We shout out two people every time. And if you really feel like it, you can join at the Trisha level, where you become a producer and you get a shout out of every episode, as well as a custom vanity card from Joey.
And I'll send you the artwork.
And one note.
One note. Just one.
You just get one note. To be given after the episode. Anyway,
what would you have done different?
What would you have done different?
I would have not done any of the first half.
Would you have done anything different? Yes or no? And then no follow up. I like that. And then we are sponsored by another Erewhon shake.
Oh. Kyle, have you ever had an Erewhon?
A shake?
I don't think you can say an Erewhon.
An Erewhon smoothie?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Should for how much we've talked about it.
Yeah.
I didn't believe I've expressed this before. I've only been in an Erewhon once to pee.
Right.
That's it.
Okay.
And I thought about buying something there, but then I didn't.
Because you saw the prices?
You couldn't.
I just didn't even
look. You didn't want any
I didn't want to do it.
Beaver foreskin?
Yeah.
Beaver?
Do they have beaver foreskin there?
Beaver.
Oh, yeah. I do want that.
Yeah, the foreskin. Yes.
That I do want.
Right.
Of course.
They've been cloning it.
This thing looks like cotton candy or something.
This one is the Sincerely Smoothie.
Sincerely what? Smoothie?
Sincerely, comma, smoothie. By Kali Ukis. Ukis?
I don't know who that is.
Ukis? Yeah, I know. It's a real problem.
For us olds.
Because we never know who it is. She is a Colombian-American recording artist with over 800 million followers on Instagram.
Damn.
She seems like a pretty big deal.
I've never heard of her.
But I have never
heard
of her.
How big could she possibly be? Right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
The girls at work were talking about something, and I overheard, and they were talking about
and they talk quiet
going
when you realize you were overhearing.
To Vegas for something. No, and I was like, what are you talking about? And one of the girls was like, oh, about a music festival. And then one of the girls said EDC, and I was like, you can say EDC. I'm not that out
I
of touch.
Know what
I
it
know
is.
What that is.
I know you're going to do ecstasy.
EDC.
But I was like, I'm not.
I know you're wearing bikini tops and furry fucking leggings or whatever they do.
I don't know what
EDC
is.
I don't
EDC
know about
is.
Furry leggings.
You should look it up. That's what they wear. Okay. I just perfectly described whatever.
Okay,
wear.
Got it.
I would wear it. Because I have a gentleman C.
I have a gentleman C.
And I must cover them.
Makes you talk like
I
that.
I gotta
too.
Do it. I have a gentleman C. I must cover my breasts.
My breastises.
My breastises. The Sincerely Smoothie.
Sincerely Smoothie.
What's in that?
Like signing off a letter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sincerely Smoothie.
I'm leaving you.
Sincerely
Smoothie.
Smoothie. I'm about to evacuate through your anus. Sincerely, smoothie.
I'm 90% cum. Sincerely, smoothie.
I'm full of foreskin.
Beaver foreskin.
Beaver foreskin. Sincerely, smoothie.
Why is a smoothie writing me so many letters?
Shut up!
Smoothie has a lot to say.
They're emails.
He's old. He signs all his
texts.
I do like
the idea of there being a bunch of... He signs all his texts. Hey, you up? Sincerely, smoothie.
What are you up to?
Sincerely, smoothie.
Saw this and thought of you.
Sincerely smoothie. You watch the latest episode of Survivor? Sincerely, smoothie.
Really fucking hate he has my number.
Really, I should have never given Smoothie my number.
I gotta have to block.
That's the last time.
Smoothie.
I give a Smoothie my number.
It's the last time.
All right.
And
anyways,
then you give it to another one,
and
they exclusively sign off. Eat shit, Smoothie. Eat shit, Smoothie.
What's in it?
Yeah,
sorry, I kept thinking of things to say more. To text. Sorry.
Put them in the book.
I kept thinking of round table pizza. Anyway.
Why?
Meet me at the round table. Sincerely smoothie.
I fucked up again.
You want a
sincerely
full cheese?
Smoothie.
Pizza buffet at round table? Sincerely smoothie.
Want to get soup?
Soup.
Sincerely smoothie.
Do you ever miss soup plantation? Sincerely smoothie. Did you ever the broccoli cheddar at Quiznos? Sincerely,
oh,
smoothie.
So good, smoothie.
Thank you.
I've been really craving a panini lately. You want to get one? Sincerely,
you
want to
get one,
smoothie?
Hey, do you remember that drink that we're giving people heart attacks at Panera Bread? Sincerely, smoothie.
I've never done that. Sincerely.
Sincerely, smoothie. Thank you, view.
Okay, what's in the sincerely smoothie?
It is Vito Coco organic coconut water. Malk! Organic coconut milk.
Malk again.
Crown maple.
What is
milk? Amber maple. It's coconut milk.
Okay.
Crown maple, amber maple syrup, which actually I'm about to look up because that sounds good. If it's just a good maple syrup, I'm pretty into
syrup
it.
And coconut? This sounds
oh
all right.
Oh my God. It's a $16. Wait, no, it's a. Oh, it's not that much. It's a $10 maple syrup. But
maple
it's in a fancy glass.
I'll drink some syrup.
It's in a fancy glass. Organic dates, love a date. Organic strawberries, organic mango, organic maracuyá.
You're not allowed to say
look,
that.
Yeah, I don't think I can. Passion fruit. These motherfuckers. It's fucking passion fruit. Anyway, organic avocado, which seems gross in this. Sea moss.
Ew.
Grass-fed whey protein, vanilla collagen, organic coconut cream.
What? Grass-fed. Whey protein. Okay, sorry, it took me a while.
Because it's
I
dairy.
Guess, yeah.
Organic coconut cream, blue spirulina, one of their favorite.
Yeah, they do
spirulina.
Put that in a lot.
Pataya powder. I do believe the spirulina and the pataya powder add the vibrant color and nutrients. That's what they do. Yeah, there's not really a reason. There's not really
that one didn't sound so bad.
It sounds great.
But it doesn't sound nutritious.
But
it just sounds like a smoothie.
Yeah, there's no.
It's just a fruit smoothie.
I like the ones that there's a reason. That they're like,
we're trying to make you.
This is, you just woke up. Shrink. This is about to make your asshole shrink.
Yeah, or your boobs.
This is about to give you a gentleman's bee.
A gentle sir's bee.
A gentle sir's bee. Hole.
Are you done with this Erewhon?
I am, yeah.
Before we go to the rest of your sponsors.
Oh, I forgot.
We should probably check in with Kim's Goku Minute.
We're almost done with
over
you
to Cukes.
We're almost done. We only have a few episodes left.
Of Z?
Yeah, of yeah. Z. Yeah. What was
291 episodes.
Wow. I feel like so much has happened. I don't know what to talk about. I wasn't ready. I'm
What's
so
the
sorry.
Worst? What about the Boo saga? What did you feel about that?
Oh, we just wrapped it up. I don't know what I feel about it. It was fine.
I liked it more than Cell.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. I didn't. There was a lot of, like, they explained things weird. Whatever, they do that all the time.
Kim, you're really short-circuiting.
I know, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
I know, they're really too much did happen.
I was trying to think about it, but it doesn't make sense how, like, nice Boo is still left at the end. I didn't get that.
There's an evil little midget version of
I know,
him.
But he never absorbed the nice Boo. He just was the nice Boo.
Yeah, I don't know what to say.
It was
that.
Weird.
Well, that's your minute, but you haven't really said anything, so I'm going to let you go a little
bit. How do you feel
longer.
About Krillin banging a hot android?
Hell yeah.
I mean, whatever. I knew about that because I'd seen Super.
Yeah, but how do you feel about it?
Whatever. Krillin can bang whoever he wants, I guess. I mean, as long as they want to bang him back.
Do you think that
right?
bang him back.
Okay, question.
Yes.
Do you you think she's into him because she's a robot? Like, if you she was a human lady, do you think she'd be like,
I mean, listen, I think there's somebody for everybody, but I think most human ladies would be like, meh.
You think Krillin's girthy?
I think Krillin's punching up.
You think Krillin's girthy?
Stubby.
That's what I'm saying, but girthy.
But girthy.
Tuna
girthy.
Can. Stubby. And then girth. She doesn't have a vagina?
I think yeah, it's she like does, an oven. Because she's a humanoid. Like, she was a person, and they turned her into a robot.
Oh, wait. She was a person?
Yeah.
And she got turned...
And then doctored...
That's why she's an android.
Her skin's real?
I guess,
I think so.
Yeah.
Ew. But still, he'd be coming into circuits.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Right?
Listen, man, the guy had a monkey tail. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, you'd have to, like, get the garden hose and, like... Pfft.
Clean it out.
Spray in there.
Also, I don't understand.
And then my short circuiter. I don't know what you're doing.
I don't understand why all of the little helper workers in the afterlife are so flamboyant.
It is a lot of little weirdos, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
They're very flamboyant.
Yeah.
And we had the subtitles turned on accident recently and discovered that they call those little things goblins.
Kim, they're just little business.
Kim. It's
gay business
pride
men.
Rink. Pride work.
And
pride,
I,
pride
and
month.
I said,
it's
and
pride
Joey,
month.
I said, oh, is that what they used to call the gays?
Goblins?
Goblins.
I mean, fucking someone did, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know why they've made all of them so flamboyant.
I will say that I do think a nice thing to put out there for Pride Month is that all the little guys in the afterlife are just little queer... Little queer guys hanging out.
They're all the
like
King
it's all
Yama.
The nice guys. Yeah, they're just like
there's all these nice little guys.
They're just like we just want to go home and take a shower or like whatever.
They but love
like,
their jobs. They gotta go home.
Yeah. Oh, I was so it was nice when Vegeta and Goku were friends. I was like, oh look, Joey, they're friends finally. And then he was like, I guess we became friends. Or the narrator said they became friends, and I was like, see.
It really feels like, oh shit, we're about to wrap this up. Let's like have a thing happen.
Yeah.
Let's make sure they're friends.
Let's
for
make
sure
they're friends.
Even
yeah.
though they've basically been friends for.
But like not.
But they haven't. It was definitely
haven't
a one
they?
Sided friends.
They've been working.
But
together.
Vegeta finally was like, I'll never be as good as him.
Yeah.
And
at least he
like,
knows.
Yeah. Finally. Because yeah. I was real sick of his shit.
Yeah. I can't wait for my Gokus to get
Kakarot.
And yeah, Joey bought those Goku shoes. Yeah.
Kakarot. Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I he thought I should have got the ball.
The ball's the dumbest thing ever.
She definitely got the ball.
It looks
what are you
so
talking about?
Stupid.
Should have got two of them.
For people at home, I bought some Goku Crocs. Look them up.
Yeah.
We're also sponsored by
the
what
another,
the fuck is
another
this Kyle?
Temu product.
What is it?
This is the 5-in-1 pocket pussy dice male masturbators with lifelike sex doll with realistic textured vagina and tight anus masturbator male stroker deep throat oral anal adult sex
should
toys
I know
for male
you put
pleasure.
Your dick in it.
So it
it's
is,
got lips.
It's a Lots flesh. It's
toy.
A it's a flesh. It's a flesh dice.
Flesh cube.
It's a flesh dice. And it has a 5
you roll
in,
it?
It's a 5 in, yep.
And you're just like, that's what,
and
that's
then you,
the one
that,
that's tonight's
comes up.
Flavor.
It has a lady mouth.
I want to hear what it sounds like.
It has a butthole, and it's a lady mouth. It has a butthole, and then it has 3 different types of vaginas.
Okay.
Dark meat.
is this your words?
Salmon roll. And just loose. It's not a race thing because it's all white. It's a white cube.
What's dark meat?
I just loose.
But it just is. It is. It's just dark.
Darker than the others?
Yeah. I'm telling like almost a purple. It doesn't make
full
sense.
Full of blood supply.
Yeah. And then one looks like a salmon roll. One looks fucking.
One's just flappy.
And then one's just
flap heavy.
Open.
I don't know why you'd use it.
It doesn't seem like it would do
it
anything.
Doesn't seem like it would do
you
anything.
You like to just go against one side.
There's more reviews than you would like.
I mean, if this was cheap enough, I'd buy it for you for every birthday.
How much is it? You don't know.
$25.
Oh, that's fucking perfect. Let's get it.
It has 4.8 out of 5 stars.
New mascot.
And some pictures of it. in real life.
From users? In the wild.
Yeah. And their color isn't quite as deep as I thought.
Well, we can paint it. We
like
can fix
that. Like the butthole. Yeah.
This is like, this is something that would
this
be.
One
Joy,
is,
we can
this
paint it.
Five,
just add it to your custom
this
paint
This was a five star
here.
And the guy said, pretty cool and better than expected. Lol. The holes inside feel squishy like the real thing. Worth it. I'm going to be going for a week with this thing. Just a week.
Just a week.
How do you clean it?
Hose it.
You just got to fucking get in there.
Five stars by Team. Highly recommended, accurate description. Only thing is the lipstick comes off, but otherwise it's great.
The
perfect.
Lipstick?
The lips. Like, oh, on the lips have fake lipstick, and I'm sure that means the coloring on the different vaginal openings.
You think that's what it means?
Yes. It can rip on the sides of the hole, so be careful and make sure you look at sizes and know if you can fit. Still nice, though.
What a humble brag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever,
four stars. It. 4 stars by Christopher Tolbert.
Whoa, first name, last
full
name.
Name, dog. Honestly, felt pretty good.
All right.
Okay.
Pretty good. Honestly, a shocking amount of people that are doing their full name. Anthony Vasquez, Christopher Tolbert,
maybe
Sean Dabby.
Shouldn't say them.
Why?
They put them out there.
They put them out here. I'm going about to name all of them. That's it. Those were the ones. Yeah, everyone else was a fucking idiot that decided to fucking name their whole thing. God, it's so funny.
Their whole thing?
Their whole thing. It weighs 4 pounds.
That's a lot.
Is it?
It does feel like.
For,
I guess.
To hold a cube.
A collection of pussies in a mouth.
It's a lot. It does say it has life.
It's less than 1 pound per orifice.
I love these.
1 pound per pussy.
Less than 1 pound per pussy.
That's true. And butthole in mouth.
How many PDPs is this?
I do love it. The graphics for these are so good because one of them just says lifelike entrance. It's like, what?
It's probably an entrance.
Entrance.
I don't know how I feel about it.
Five face.
It feels like something that would be in the porn parody of Portal.
Oh, yeah.
Like the companion cube.
Yeah.
It has... Three vaginas. And a mouth.
And a butt.
And a butt.
There is a butt. Okay.
Yeah, there's
okay.
a butthole. But it sticks.
That's not enough.
It sticks
What's the other
out
thing?
Too much.
Is there just nothing on one side?
Oh, that's a good point.
It's cleaning
Oh, well,
clean
obviously, one side doesn't have anything because it could, so it can sit.
But that doesn't make sense.
No, but you know what I mean? So it can sit on a flat surface.
Yeah, but if you're using the
but
top,
yeah.
you'd have to go so, down at an angle then.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four, five.
It's six. Dice have six.
Yeah, but the bottom one doesn't have anything.
Yeah, but then on one, you've got to go straight down.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell
top
you
down.
Guys.
You got
to
dip it.
I don't. They thought about display. The top one's the mouth so you can teabag it.
Yeah.
They weren't thinking about. They were thinking about display. They
I
weren't
think
thinking about.
The other side is the clean out trap. It's the access.
I genuinely believe that. That probably is true.
I hope it is. To be honest,
man, there's a lot of weird things on Temu.
Yeah,
that you can fuck.
Whether they're intended
stuff.
To or not.
No, they're intended to.
And I'm just saying, there's probably a lot that aren't that you could still do that.
I mean, I like this thing.
I think it's funny.
I like the look of it. It's an
how big is it? Objet What's the
d'or?
Dimensions?
Oh, God damn it, Kim. You're making me look up the dimensions.
Objet d'art or whatever?
No,
What's
they
that
have
phrase?
The very obvious.
Objet d'art.
Objet d'art.
A piece of art around.
Yeah.
Sorry. I had to do... Wait. The dimensions are... Oh, my God. It's like five... It's 6 inches by 6 inches by 6 inches, basically.
Okay.
Actually, weirdly, one size is half an inch shorter, which makes it me feel like it's not a cube.
Well, no, by definition.
The longer we're on this thing, the more confusing it gets, and then the more time we spend on it. Let's go to the next thing.
Okay.
We are also sponsored by Danzig's Flophouse.
Oh, my. What is that?
And this week, we're sponsored by the Danzig's Pillsbury Doughboy.
What?
That's all Pillsbury Doughboy in
That's
there.
That's Pillsbury Doughboy.
Oh, okay.
You can't see it?
I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it.
No, I know he looks like a phantom.
He looks like a creepy haunted teddy bear at first.
But no, that's Pillsbury Doughboy. He brings you croissants.
he squeezes
his
tummy.
He pokes his little tummy. Of course Danzig loves that guy. Yeah. Why wouldn't he fucking love him?
Yeah.
Obviously.
God.
It does look haunted,
based on what
though,
we know
it?
About him. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, of course
now that you pointed it out.
Body.
Yeah.
God, there's so much stuff in that house.
It's just the gift that keeps on
what
giving.
A curse.
I still want to make a Danzig's Flophouse shirt.
Yeah, it'd be good. We should.
I mean, yeah.
You could sell that
to anyone.
On
to anyone.
Hot rental.
Yeah.
Straight up. You could do a brick pile one.
I didn't I show you the one I drew that had Danzig above a brick pile?
Oh, I don't know if you did.
It said Danzig's Flophouse in like fun cartoony letters, had his face looking like this with the devil lock, and then just the brick pile below him.
Obviously. You just could sell a million of that. If you post it in the right place, you could just sell a million of those.
I'll show it to you after this. It's not as good as it sounds, but yeah. I, it right. was
but
just
it's
like
a good, hey, it's good alpha.
Yeah, exactly.
It's good. It's
yeah.
good, good. It's good starting
good
place.
Good start.
Yeah.
And we're also sponsored by Trux Driving. That was good. Oh, yeah, the brakes. That was good.
Fuck you, Brian.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking suck at sound effects, Brian. We are also sponsored by the sadly yellow jacket.
See, even Kyle gets it.
No, I'm not exhausted by it. I'm just saddened.
It's such a ending this episode always on a down note.
Well, we're also sponsored by the sadly yellow jacketed, but they paid us through the end of this year. Of course, I'm talking about the now defunct XFL team, the LA Wild Jackets. Go Jackets.
I had the
I
thing.
Was going to do.
Nice.
No,
I'm the king now. No, you're the king. We are together all as one.
Did you watch the new season?
No, is this bad?
Yeah, I heard it was bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
Okay. We're also sponsored by...
Not that.
That one. In Kyle's Crisis Corner, it's very specific. It is the weird gap in my crown. I got a crown like a year and a half ago, about 2 years ago, and it's my back molar on this side. But over time, it I don't know if people... Hey, if you've had a similar experience, please let me know. But there, it made a bigger gap between the molar and the next tooth. And shit,
it's stuck in there?
All the time.
Yeah.
Every time I eat, I have to like do a serious flossing. Like, you would be quite upset to understand how much food comes out of there. It's a lot. It's a deep, deep gap.
This is funny timing because I needed to get your dentist info again.
Oh, great. Well, Listen, they did a great job and I love them, but also it just is like, I understand, like, I don't know. I don't know if you can prevent that. I'm sure it's just like a thing that probably happens all the time, but fuck me, man. It fucking sucks. It's really changed my life. And it also weirdly goes through phases where like, I don't know what it is. If it's like shifting and still settling, or I don't know, or like what the deal is, but like, it goes through phases where
they'll expands with the weather.
I don't know. I really don't.
I have
know.
One of those gaps. It's not from any dental work, as far as I know, but it's just every time one.
I feel like I go through month stretches where it won't be that big of a deal, and then other stretches where it is truly terrible.
Yeah, no, it's bad all the time. I think it's just. Did you have braces?
No.
Okay, I had braces, and I think like. The longer I have that permanent retainer on the bottom,
mm-hmm. yeah,
but I think even just with that, your teeth do still keep moving,
yeah,
over
course.
Time,
yeah.
And one of them on the bottom mm-hmm. has opened up enough that it doesn't look like it when you look at it,
yeah,
but it's apparently the perfect size for chicken,
yeah. Oh, mine's the perfect size for everything. I ate some Taco Bell when I got here, mm-hmm. it's in there,
I feel it,
save it. I can feel it right now. It's terrible.
Yeah, that sounds
really
bad.
Upset
I'm
about
sorry.
It. Well, that's a fine. Bad sponsor. And also,
the real crisis corner, which is of course the election results.
Go election results.
Go election results. Yeah. Hey man, it's a good week.
Still that.
Hey, no, that this has been
one of the first good weeks
election weeks
yeah.
we've had yet. Delicious developments.
Yeah.
So good. My nice long warm showers.
I mean, they did announce that they're going to send potentially send the National Guard in to back up ICE in Los Angeles.
Oh, they already did.
They sent them in?
They federalized a bunch of them.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds bad.
Yeah, it does.
What does that mean?
To like
police station.
Pump up the ICE numbers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because they're doing a bunch of raids in LA this week.
Well, just keep an eye out on Elmo's tweets. And Trump's truths.
I didn't know who you were talking about at first.
Yeah, you say Elmo?
Yeah, Elmo. Did.
Oh.
A lot of people on the, in the comments that make fun of him call him Elmo.
I shan't. I'll call him by his terrible, dumb name, Elon.
He's very dumb.
Yeah.
But it's great because he has lots of money. I can't wait to see what he does with it.
What if he gives it to
drug-riddled, addled brain?
What if he gives it to us?
Mm. What if he does?
I think we could trick him.
I think the problem would be getting access to him, and then we could trick him. He seems very easy to trick.
I do think we could trick him,
but it'd be getting to him.
Just get at him.
You just gotta sprint at him.
Elon, do you want to play Path of Exile?
Just get at us.
I won't say anything.
Do you want private tutoring for Elden Ring?
I'm really bad at it.
Whatever. You're better than him.
I'll tell you how good you are at it.
I'll tell you. Do you want me to assess how good you are?
Sounds like you're speaking in code,
man,
now.
Man, what a super sad guy.
Yeah, man.
That's so funny. Yep.
He has like 15 children in the world, and I have zero.
Yep.
Probably for the best.
Mm.
Yep. Yeah, that was a... It was a joke.
Yeah. But thank you all, and we'll see you next time. I've been Joey Reinish.
I'm Comic Bay.
I'm Kim.
And that's not been Brian. We'll see you next time.
Bye!